We back on Canucks Central. It's Dan Riccio, Sat T.R. Shaw here in the Mobile Kintec Studio. Kintec Footwear and Orthotics working together with you in step. This hour of Canucks Central is brought to you by BC Liquor. Until April 26th, get $5 off Donna Paula Malbec or $3 off Nutravodka Soda Lime Packs. Visit your nearest BC Liquor location today and enjoy responsibly. A lot to still get to. The Vegas Golden Knights were in Calgary last night, lost in a shootout. So even for the final game of the season, Sat, it should be a scheduled win night for Vancouver.
I can't even escape the scheduled win the last game of the season.
I mean, all three of these home games were all scheduled wins. Minnesota was back-to-back. Yeah. San Jose was back-to-back. And even Vegas.
Yeah, and they won.
What could have been for the Canucks had they still had playoff hopes?
And how many of them did they win?
They've won half so far.
Yeah, because they lost the first one against Vegas. They lost against Minnesota in overtime. Mm. They beat San Jose.
Yes.
The second worst team in the league. So, yeah, quite the schedule win.
They gave San Jose their 10th consecutive loss. Give them credit. All right, let's get to overrated, underrated here on Canucks Central. Yes, it is overrated, underrated, or perfectly rated on the off chance. We don't normally try to do that.
Fence sitters.
We try not to be cowards here on the program. Overrated or underrated, you give us a topic. We decide if they are one of those things, and it will be one half of Canucks Brunch with us here today at Rogers Arena. It is Lena Sategan, the good half.
I don't know. It's too early to tell.
I'm still here, coward.
What? Josh said. Josh said it's easier for Lena to read the questions because he's not here in person to do it. So, I mean, he is the one who seated way here.
Yes.
You know, we didn't, you know.
He needs to tread carefully.
I don't regret what I said.
Yeah. Well, he is a coward. So.
We like Josh, too. Just not as much as we like Lena.
I'm here. He's not.
All right, what do we got today?
All right, the drinking horse, Brock Besser's Canucks tenure.
So I feel like I want to say underrated. And maybe I'm influenced by the Dunbar Lumber text message inbox more than anything else that is constantly saying Brock's not worth this and Brock's too slow and Brock this and Brock, like...
Yeah,
generally, he's like an extremely fan. It is a bit of an echo chamber when we look into the Dunbar Lumber text message inbox or even some of the takes we see on Twitter. But generally, Brock has been one of the fan favorite players, and he's earned that as one of the greatest goal scorers in franchise history. So I guess underrated is where I'm going.
Yeah, so he's 12th overall in points, 434 points, three back of JT Miller.
Not bad.
Yeah, so top 12 goal scorer of all time, and points getter, and goal scoring, 204, you mentioned 8th.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, he's within the top 10 range in a lot of stats. To me, that's not an overrated career as a Canuck. And I don't think he was ever paid at a rate where he looked at it and said, you know, massively overrated. Yeah, that year he struggled when he signed a 3-year extension at 6.65. He didn't look like...
There was a lot going on.
There was a lot, but he didn't look like a player who was earning his contract. But that's probably the only year we looked at Besser and said, he's not earning his deal. So how can he be overrated? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and he gave you surplus value last year with the 40-goal season.
The only time he was overrated was coming off his rookie season.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Because he had a bit of a sophomore...
Yeah,
and
slump.
And the year, I mean, the way he emerged on the, I know it was an All-Star game, but he was the All-Star. He didn't look out of place
All-Star
amongst
MVP,
the biggest stars.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was scoring a lot of goals. His shot looked so lethal all the time.
Was neck and neck with Matt Barzal for the Rookie of the Year that year and the injury.
And the question was, can he be one of the best goal scorers in the league? And he's clearly not that type of player, but he's still obviously a consistent goal scorer.
Next.
All right. This one's from Woodrow.
Woodrow.
I went French with that one.
Yeah.
Woodrow.
Jake DeBrusk. Yeah. Jake DeBrusk fulfilling the Riccio guarantee tonight.
Underrated. This is going to happen. It just seems like fate. It seems like the stars are aligning. He scored in the last two games. Just needs two more to do it.
Yeah.
Vegas is resting like half their guys. I mean, how does it not happen?
I love how the cosmic are coming, the cosmic universe is coming together to fulfill a prediction by Dan Riccio. Well, I guess because Dan Jinxio have such,
Dan,
has such
Dan
powers.
Dan Jinxio has such incredible powers.
Maybe Reach possesses some cosmic energies and powers that we're unaware of here. So if he gets 30 and he scores 2 tonight, maybe Reach is, I don't know, maybe we have to start... I would reach differently.
I would happily pass up my predictive powers to get rid of the yips in my golf game.
Would you?
But yeah. Jake DeBrusk fulfilling it tonight. Yeah, it's happening. It's happening. Vegas is home and cooled out. They're playing second half of a back-to-back. They're ready for the playoffs. They're resting half the team. Jake DeBrusk is going to get it tonight.
All right. Chef Swagger here. The Canucks season after the Miller trade.
Oh, yeah. So, you know what? I kind of feel like the Canucks are being underrated. You know, and again, maybe it's the text inbox, but we had so many people texting in and saying, like San Jose the other night, San Jose, Angry Rick was saying San Jose is going to be ahead of Vancouver next season. And I'm like, in what world?
Oh, boy.
So, and
that's a take.
And the Canucks have been terrible this year in so many different ways.
Yes.
And they're finishing with 90 points, maybe 92.
Yep.
They don't have the ceiling to be a contender, an elite team. That's very clear. But like, they
not
have,
as currently constructed.
No, but even if they have a modicum of health next season, mm-hmm. but more than anything, have a normal year where they're not having drama every other weekend. If they have that type of environment, which is not asking a lot,
yeah.
they should be a playoff team. Now, obviously, I don't know if they're going to be a contender. That depends on how much they can add to the roster in the offseason. But this idea that the Canucks are far away from being a playoff team, I just don't think is real.
So I would love to poll our listeners like in real time if we had that ability right now, because I wonder like what like where in the standings would you predict or would you say off the top of your head the Canucks landed after they traded JT Miller? And I would say most people, if you put like top third. Somewhere in the middle or bottom third. Most people would say bottom third of the standings.
The Canucks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not true. They've just been too average.
No, I mean...
They've been bang in the middle. They're 15th best record in the league since they traded JT Miller. It's not better than Calgary. It's not better than Utah. It's not better than St. Louis. So ultimately, it's not good enough, as we know, because they're missing the playoffs. But it hasn't been a train wreck since they traded JT Miller either.
No, to your point, they've been average.
Yeah.
You know, the youth would say mid.
That's no cap. With,
that's, you know, surviving through Demko injuries, surviving through Elias Pettersson being I don't know where.
Yeah.
And what? What?
Where's Petey? Dan Riccio's playing a game.
And also even like, you know, Demko injury, Pettersson injury, Hughes was injured for parts of this period as well. So it's just like, give these guys some credit. They've fought hard through the end of the season at the very least.
Yeah.
Even with a less talented roster than they had earlier this season.
Well, it's interesting because I do get the angst. And again, it's very difficult as a fan to separate your journey from what's happening this season. And especially with the journey, being a Canucks fan the past decade has been more lows than highs.
Yeah.
And you see a lot of things that remind you of other things that have happened in the past. So it's hard not to have these feelings and things conflate, right? But ultimately, like, there's a lot here with the team that they can build on.
Yes.
You know, like... Compare this roster to some of the rosters 5 or 6 years ago, mm-hmm. and look at the guys in the AHL knocking on the door compared to what they have now. And again, they still lack high-end prospects outside of a couple of guys, right? They need more of that. But as we've been documenting and talking about, they have like 10, 11 guys knocking on the door.
Yeah.
That's not insignificant. And then you look at the blue line. It's legitimately one of the better blue lines they've had in a very long time.
Yeah.
You know, and you look at the NHL forwards. There isn't a single forward on this team I look at, like NHL forward. I'm like, this guy's, you know, like a Michael Chaput or, you know, like he's not a real NHL guy. He's just playing here for reasons,
poor
right?
Michael Chaput.
Yeah.
Wow, just catching strays all of a sudden.
And I'm not trying to put the guy down or anything, but
yeah.
There's a big difference between him being your third, fourth line center versus Teddy Bluger even.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
You know,
there's no Mark Michaelis's on this team right now. And you know, I get it. Like, maybe they've been too mid, and that's part of the problem, you could say.
Yeah.
Well, they clearly need higher end. Like, it's the most obvious thing in the world. They need a higher end.
Yeah.
They have an elite player in Quinn. Mm-hmm. They have good goaltending.
Yeah.
Their blue line is solid overall. If Pettersson becomes, like, what he's supposed to be, like, they're a decent team.
Yes.
Can you get more than decent? That's going to be the big question. Can you make that addition this team so sorely needs?
So I would say it's been, I'm not going to say underrated because they didn't make the playoffs, so overrated then.
All right. While we're on the topic of prospects, Lekkomäki scoring 20 next season.
I'm here for it. Underrated. I mean, he's got to win the Calder next year. I called it, so.
Yeah, I'd say overrated.
Ooh. Yeah. It's going to be interesting because I think it maybe depends what they do this offseason.
Yeah, but also,
if
like,
you have Brock and Garland on the roster, yeah. You still have Sherwood.
Yeah, no, even with that, though, like, I like Lekkomäki a lot. It's very hard to go from being a player who's hanging around the NHL mm-hmm. to be an everyday player, and then to go from hanging around the NHL, not making it, to I'm going to score 25-30.
Yeah.
Like, it's very difficult to do. And I just think he needs another step. And I like his potential. I just don't know if next year is the year where he pops. To me, next year is a good year for Lekkomäki. Next year is if he's an everyday player and gets 15 to 20.
All right. This one is from Patrick. Trading Willander instead of DPD for a top-line center.
Well, you're more, I think Willander still has more trade value than DPD would. So if I have to make a choice here, I'd still rather trade DPD. But I don't like either of those options.
Yeah. I mean, I think the path to trading PD is easier because of the depth on the left side. Mm. But ultimately, do they like him so much that he's becoming untouchable almost?
Man.
And if that's the case, would you be open to moving Willander? And if Willander is, you know, hasn't signed yet or whatever.
I guess the other part of this is, like, how much should you fall in love with a 20-ish game sample? Of a season sample.
You got to be careful. There's no doubt. But again, but even for DPD, I look at it as I like him a lot. I'm not sure next year he's going to make the leap. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know if everyone looks at the young guys differently, but and this is just from the years of covering this team, watching these young guys, and look at Besser even, Quinn Hughes, even Petey, their rookie year, second years, and look at the ups and downs they've had to become the players that they are. And if you're looking at guys who are going to be impact players for you, even if you're being optimistic about DPD, him playing 20 minutes a game, I think you're 2 years away from that.
Yeah. It's tough.
And that's being optimistic.
Yep. All right, next.
Arpon Texan, Rick Tocchet deciding to not coach in Vancouver.
Ooh, honestly, that would be overrated. Maybe I'm too much of a Tocchet bootlicker, as Twitter has called me in the past.
Well, at least you're not the other thing.
I've been told not to say that
you
one.
You shouldn't
anymore.
Say it. No, I mean, it's very suggestive. I think you better leave it. I think we had one pass because we get played off as we don't know what's going on. What is this? And since then, now that we've been informed, or we knew already, but now that it's been reinforced, I think it's best to leave it reach.
So bootlicker is better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just keep it to bootlicking.
Yeah, okay.
Not any other types. Especially behind dumpsters.
I'm not all that interested in
yeah, not all that interested. You just go on. What, so talk it,
Rick. Talk it. Yeah.
Yeah. Just stay off the boots.
Yeah. Okay.
But what about talk it? You had a point. You didn't make your point about talk it.
I lost my train of thought.
Should we move on?
Talk it's the right guy for the job, so it's overrated.
Yeah, right. I would. Yeah.
Chester, buying Canucks game worn socks and hoodies.
Hmm. So I get where this is kind of coming from, but like those socks are pretty expensive.
Yeah, I think they're cool though.
So, like, if you can get a pair of hockey socks for $10, I'm all in. That's
yeah.
great.
No, for sure. Yeah.
You go to like any hockey store for those kinds of things. They're gonna run you up like 30, 40 quid. So
I mean,
I'm not in for that.
Yeah. What's
you get them at a discount?
Yeah. What's wrong with it? With it? Just get them.
And a pro warm.
Why not? Yeah. I mean, why not?
Why not? People shop at vintage stores.
Yeah.
Right?
You were buying NHL vintage.
Next.
Justin in East Van, the curse of winning the President's Trophy.
I mean, it's I don't believe in curses, but I think that whole notion of winning the President's Trophy, like, the correlation is pretty strong.
I mean, Florida, when they won the President's Trophy, had trouble in the playoffs. When they didn't win the President's Trophy, they were great in the playoffs and won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
So, ipso facto, yeah, it is underrated. The President's Trophy curse is a real thing. That being said, I do think Winnipeg should get out of the first round. Like, if they lose to St. Louis, then the President's Trophy curse is pretty strong.
Yeah. Well, I know it's funny because I see people text again, like, you know, Drew was saying, we mentioned the Canucks making the playoffs. Or like, how do you think the Canucks are going to make the playoffs? Look at the Blues, look at, you know, St. Louis and Calgary and all these teams are so great. Just because you're hot doesn't mean you're a great team.
Mm-hmm.
And as hot as the Blues have been, I'm just not sure they're as good as people think they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I like a lot of
what they do. They've kind of got banged up during this run, too.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's like Nashville last year. You know, the whole idea of Nashville not making the playoffs this season would have been an absurd take.
I think people were underrating St. Louis in the context of the wild card race. But don't conflate that to be, they should be able to get through Winnipeg. Like, Winnipeg's a dynamite team this year.
Making the playoffs and being a contender are two completely different things.
Yeah.
And I still think the Canucks, as constructed, have a good chance of making the playoffs next year. You add to it, then, like, they should be a playoff team.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, you know, how far are you going to go? But I'm with you. I think, you know, whether it's the Minnesota Wild or whether it's the St. Louis Blues, I'm not picking either of those teams to win a series.
Yeah.
All right, Rich in Cloverdale. Having a third NHL-capable goalie in your organization.
Oh, underrated.
I mean, coming...
Can it be overrated?
Yeah. it's impossible for it to be overrated. It's really hard to obtain, I would say.
You have to have a guy... It either has to be a guy who's a veteran, young, that just finds his game, or it's a prospect you're developing.
It's almost like a fluke that it happens, right? In a way, you'd say the Canucks were well set up, especially after they signed Lankinen. It's like, okay, you've got, once Demko's back, you should have three quality goalies. And you had, I mean, look, we talked about it over the summer. I was skeptical to just like say Artur Shilovs was going to pick up where he left off in the playoffs. And I was right, just to pat my own back again.
Don't leave a mark.
But like when you have a third capable goalie, it's like Spencer Martin or something like that.
Yeah, it's either that or it's a guy you're developing.
Or it's a guy in which the Canucks had a lot of confidence in Shilovs coming into the year.
Yeah.
And he obviously did not live up to it.
No, and you know, people talk about goaltending being voodoo.
Yeah.
And I don't subscribe to that fully, but I do think it's one of the more inconsistent positions year to year.
Yeah. It's kind of, the reliever in baseball correlation is very much there.
Yeah.
You know, so like a reliever can have a great year and then the next year he'll be like, I don't know how to pitch anymore. I can't find the strike zone like Jordan Romano, you know.
But now all of a sudden he can.
All right. Chef Swagger, a toasted bagel with cream cheese.
Oh, probably underrated. Like a good toasted bagel.
With cream cheese?
With cream cheese.
Yeah. Like with herb and garlic cream cheese?
Yeah.
Or just like regular cream cheese?
Whatever your favorite cream cheese is. Or sun-dried tomato cream cheese.
See, if we're talking about like going to like Tim's or something, it's got to be a double toasted bagel because they don't toast the bagel enough the first time.
Always double toasted.
So you got to ask it for double toasted or else it's not toasted well enough.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know.
Semi-burnt.
Then it's just, then it's not good. But I'll go underrated, sure. Who's underrating a, like.
Overrating a bagel?
Who's overrating a bagel with cream cheese?
I mean, I guess it depends
on how much
you pay for
it. It's like a simple delight of life.
It depends on how much you have to pay for it. You pay like $9 for it, maybe.
That's if you go to certain spots and they call it a schmear, and now it's more expensive instead of just a bagel with cream cheese.
They put it in a toaster oven instead.
All right, this one's from Dom. Striking out in slow pitch.
Oh, buddy.
You know what? I think it's underrated, guys.
Yeah, it's overrated. Yeah.
No, I mean, okay, so I think... So Josh is back at the studio in Toronto, so we can't point and laugh at him right now. But
where,
he's the one who...
not in Toronto.
Oh, sorry. Back at the studio in Vancouver.
All of a sudden, your roots are coming up.
He hasn't been banished to Siberia yet.
He's not been banished yet. But we would be pointing and laughing at Josh because he's the one who struck out at slow pitch.
I think anybody can strike out a slow pitch.
Yeah.
But you can't be caught looking, striking out in slow pitch.
On the last out of the game.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got to get the bat off. So full disclosure, Murph just came into the studio. He's hanging out with us, listening to us now.
This makes it a little bit worse.
And he is shaking his head right now. You have to get your bat off your shoulder.
I
can live with you swinging and missing. It happens. But you got to get the bat off your shoulder,
I completely agree. I was fully in my head. Let me provide the context again.
Mm.
In our league, if you're batting in front of a woman and you walk... You get an automatic double. And okay. The pitch looked way outside.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, even if I swing, I'm missing. I look like a dummy and I strike out. I'll just take the walk.
You took the analytic dummy nerd move.
You know what? I'm all eye test now, guys.
Sounds like you're finding ways to justify this.
Blame
yourself.
It on the woman.
Yeah.
Classic.
Oh, wow. Lena just ethered you, man.
Yeah, wow.
Anyway.
You just got cooked.
Should probably move on to the next one.
I'm sorry, Josh. This one's unsigned. Spring cleaning.
I'd say underrated spring cleaning because you always feel better about it afterwards.
Yes.
And you realize how much junk you have. You're like, how?
Yeah.
Oh, like, where does it come from?
Yeah.
And I live pretty Spartan. Like, I don't have a ton of stuff, but still, every spring, I'm like, I got to get rid of a bag of stuff.
Bring out the cleaning supplies, get it done, and, get rid of some stuff. If you're going to buy some new stuff, get rid of one. Like, buy one new thing, get rid of something.
Yeah.
You know, that's
get rid of two things, really.
Yeah, that's the way I kind of try to treat it. All right, that's it for overrated, underrated. We're going to let Josh lick his wounds after that one. Coming back, you'll hear from Rick Tocchet and Brock Besser, and we'll get you ready for the Canucks of Vegas Golden Knights. It is Canucks Central on Sportsnet 650.
Discussing the biggest stories that matter to Vancouver sports fans. Halford and Brough in the morning. Subscribe and download the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.